This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliecare@gmail.com. My April Fool's arc, which has been a real April Fool's joke on me, in which I'm hosting a series, or just two, I guess, as it has turned out, of freewheeling roundtable discussions with some of my very favorite friends of the CleanCast, continues today. I am back, you guys. Thank you for your patience with my scheduling snafu, with the sneaker episode, and your patience with me going on vacation. I am not going to say I'm sorry, because these things happen, and I'm trying not to beat myself up over it. So instead of saying I'm sorry, I'm really sorry, though. I just want to say thank you for your patience. I'm sorry that this... I just said it. I'm not sorry. I am sorry. The April thing, I had such high hopes and good plans for it, but I should have known that my least favorite thing about doing this show is scheduling guests, and I had having this brilliant idea to do roundtable discussions where I was scheduling multiple guests all for one episode was, in hindsight, the stupidest thing, but lesson learned. But we're back on track today. I am very, very excited about today's episode, and I know my guests are too. Please welcome Caroline Moss and Dan Nosowitz to the show. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. I will tell you, actually, while I was on vacation last week, my my podcast network sent me an email, and they were like, "We're so sorry to do this, but can we reschedule your recording time for Thursday? We're having construction done in the office." Oh, and I literally just wrote back, and I was like, nope. I was like, I already missed two episodes this month. Scheduling's been a nightmare. No. So you guys, if I don't think that you are going to hear any construction noise, but there is some construction going on in the office. If you hear some weird background noise, like banging,
don't be alarmed.
Don't be alarmed. It is just construction, and I just didn't want to have another scheduling issue with this show. Okay, we have a very specific topic to talk about today. Yeah. I have not covered this topic in a while. I know I teed you guys up by doing a rerun last week of episode number one, the very first ever CleanCast episode.
Which we were not on.
No, but you know who was?
Who was?
Corey Sika.
Oh. Everyone's favorite.
Everyone's favorite, Corey Sika. Corey Sika joined me on the very, very first episode of the CleanCast that I ever did in 2015. And the topic was cats. Because Corey is a noted cat person.
He has like a full feral herd.
Noted cats. He has three.
Full feral like herd.
Yeah. They're not high maintenance, though.
Yep.
Corey, do you hear me saying nice things about your cats? Hire me again.
So... This is actually like a very, very important thing. And part of the reason that I picked that particular episode to rerun was because not only was it the very first episode and it was about cats and I wanted to catch you guys up, but because Caroline and Dan have actually cat sat for Corey's cat.
That's
so
right.
we're bringing like the whole cat family together.
Which is the one that you talk about on the pod? Like, who do you talk about?
Well, he at the time, so Cat had passed away at that point,
right,
and they had gotten the first two, William James and Peregrine.
Perry.
Perry.
Yeah.
They
Lyndon
had not.
Came later.
They had not yet gotten the tire cat.
Yeah, Lyndon. Found him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they pretended like they were going to give him away.
Oh yes, that was a funny ruse.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also want to say this. Corey did a brief stint earlier this year as an advice columnist, which won, like, not fair to the rest of the advice columnists of the world. It's already hard enough out for us without Corey, like,
what happened to that?
Being better than all of us. Well, it was only meant to be a 3-month stint.
Oh, I submitted it.
No. They're doing a roving residency for this advice column in the Times called Work Friend, which is basically like, you know, a work advice column. And in one of the Work Friend columns that Corey wrote, he said something about he was talking about parents in the office and like the expectations of coworkers around like acknowledging the children of their coworkers. And he was like, I don't expect my coworkers to know my cat's names. And I was like, tick, 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 tick. I know your cat's names. Yeah. and I just reeled them off to prove it. So you guys, we are here to talk about cat safety. Specifically, we're going to be talking about cat odor issues because Dan and Caroline have a cat odor issue in their life.
I mean,
and the cat odor issue is named Kevin.
So gross, but you know what? It's not false. So.
No, I know. But we love Kevin. We love Kevin.
We love Kevin so much.
And actually, Caroline, well, can you tell people how you described Kevin on Twitter today?
20-year-old Lex bro.
So I was like, maybe Kevin should come be the new CleanCast co-host.
Honestly,
I feel like it would fit.
He'd be amazing.
He would be.
I love Kevin so much. It's disgusting.
I love Kevin too. So
Jolie met Kevin on his first day at our house.
That's true. And I honest to God, you guys, I'm not even kidding. Yesterday, I really did go into like a full like full 2-minute long giggle fit. I could not stop remembering. Like I rolled up to meet. I'd never met Dan before.
Yeah,
and I roll up to. I forget what we were watching. Some Housewives thing.
We were watching the new
Vanderpump, right?
No, it was the new season premiere of Jersey.
That's right. I had the screener.
You had the screener.
So if you guys will probably remember from the last time Caroline were here, she and I are both like biggest Bravo fans ever. I had the Jersey Housewives screener. This is last year. I brought it over to their house, and it happened to be the day that they got Kevin. And I had never met Dan before. And I roll in, and Caroline's like, well, I
2 hours ago, I went to Petco and adopted a cat. And here's the thing, like, Kevin, who is a kitten, and at the time was really only 6 months, Jolie's dying laughing. Kevin was only 6 months old, and he was just like this, like, roly-poly, definitely not as fat then as he was now, but like a big guy for 6 months.
He's got like a big, big head.
Yeah,
big
massive
paws.
Dome. And our other cat, also named Cat, technically Victoria, but we call her Cat, is this like tiny, dainty, like 5 pounds.
Perfect princess.
Perfect princess. But she was Dan's cat, you know, before we met, before we started dating. And finally in October, I was like, I can't take this anymore. She totally favors you. I want my own biologic. I want to give birth to my own son. And so we went and picked out a cat. But then there's a whole system to introducing cats. And like, Cat was like not into it. She, you know, she does like, cats don't understand that you take that like humans are putting this other cat into the ecosystem. She's just like, is this like, where the fuck did that come back, like looking at us being like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like what
she
is
really
that?
Was like her little face was just like a real what the fuck face.
We all know who was the most stressed out. It was Dan.
Yeah.
He was like crying.
Yeah,
like, he was like, I hate that I'm doing this to her. And I was like, she's fine.
So Dan and Kat are both in like a full state of what the fuck is going on here. I roll up to the apartment. Caroline's like, okay, welcome to our home. I just had to give a Xanax to Kat and also to Dan. Dan and Kat are zonked on
They're
Xanax.
They're totally zonked out. Meanwhile, we ordered a pizza. Kat has never been much for human food. She pays it no mind. And we just kind of assumed all cats were like that. And we order a pizza. We turn our backs for 2 seconds. Kevin's sitting on the pizza. Like, attempting to get into the box.
Because he's a 20-year-old lap bro.
Yeah, he's
like, what else would he have done?
He, like, has never done a load of laundry in his life.
Now he's like he's kind of like a 40-year-old lap bro.
Well,
he's still got, like, the build, but he's got
a dad bod.
He's got a dad bod,
for sure.
He's probably done laundry because he probably listens listens to Ask a Clean Person.
That's
the
true. He has. Yeah. He knows about. He knows about the laundress.
Okay. Before we get into Kevin's odor issues, I do want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat and Tinder Talk by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, the patrons got a special bonus episode. I caught you up on all my Tinder stuff that happened while I was away. There's actually some new kind of wild Tinder stuff. I don't know if I'm going to subject Caroline and Dan to it, but I might. Caroline looks excited.
I'm definitely excited. Okay. I want to hear.
I feel like doing Tinder talk with Dan. I was like doing Tinder talk with my dad. Like, no. I don't know.
Sounds like a dad vibe.
Yeah,
you're encouraging him. Don't do it.
Okay. I also got Dan some like really, really aggressively weird chips to taste on Chip Chat today.
It's my
so,
shit.
Yeah. So we're really excited.
Yeah, I said
that.
You were adventurous in the chip department.
Sure. I got like such adventurous chips that I don't even think I like can barely even look at the bag. They're making me so ill. It's sea meat again, you guys. It's time for sea meat. Yeah, I got him. I think it's grilled octopus.
Oh, nice.
Grilled squid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get
yeah,
like prawn chips a lot.
We do
I
not
was gonna get
prawn.
I was actually going to get prawn chips and I
They're
didn't.
Great.
Shoot. Now I
you yeah. get them. Put them in our house.
Anyway, so yeah, go subscribe to Patreon. As I said when I was doing the intros for the flashbacks, I have tons of patrons to thank. So I'm going to reel off a whole bunch. I'm actually going to have Dan and Caroline help me with some of them, too.
Okay.
Okay, so we have some big thank yous. So first of all, we have some two people pledged $5.69.
Nice.
So those people, Allison Nonko and Sally Scheuerman. Thank
nice.
You, guys. You're so nice.
Nice.
And then also big thank yous go to Julia King, Auntie Kalevi Chen. I think I got that right. I stumbled, but I think I got it right. Rosie Kuzman, Stephen Constantile, Andrea Medeiros. You guys, I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names. Keisha Manti Miller, Amy Dowdle Gardner. I like the three names.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like
now I feel like rhythm. When I do like, things, lilting. I need to use my middle name.
What's your middle name?
Anne. It's
oh,
boring.
But yeah. Caroline Anne.
Moss. Gonna, yeah, it's like the whole yeah. thing is like kind of cool, but they're making me jealous.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, I've only used ever two names. I'm a loser.
Okay. Jen Wagley, Kathleen O'Bergen. That's such a good...
Kathleen O'Bergen
is a really good O
Kathleen,
apostrophe.
Are you Irish?
Yeah. Brianna Denny, Rachel, Linda Bowden, Kate Creed is really
Kate
good
Creed
because it's Kate with a C.
Oh, fun,
right?
But Creed with a K
and with a C.
With a C,
yeah. C.
Love that.
Double C. Wait,
classic double C.
Rachel Patterson. Oh, we've got we've got 3 $2.69s in a row.
That's it.
Aaron, K.R. Drake, and Chloe Moss, one of your people.
Amos. Nice.
CKM22, Lizzie O'Leary. Our very own Lizzie O'Leary.
Hi, Lizzie. I love
Lizzie. All right, let me have Dan reel off five of them.
Oh my gosh.
So
can
started
he do it?
Beth Grierson. You can do five.
He's so I'm gonna have to
starting
give him a Xanax
at,
again.
Looking at Beth
oh, okay.
Do you need a Xanax?
Do you need a Xanax for this?
I'm gonna do my best.
Okay. Do you need to sit on a pizza?
We have Beth Grierson. Nick, no last name. Naomi Holford. Beth Ann Katzmarchik.
You're good at this.
Wow.
You're good at this, yeah.
Vicky Haller Graff. Maria Rothenberg. Steph Jenkins.
Hey, that is way more than five names.
I keep going. I love it.
Are you kidding?
Well, the next one is like.
You want to get to it?
Okay. Yeah. It's Aurora, Dark Huntress.
Ooh, Aurora, Dark Huntress.
That's
great. Thank you, Aurora, Dark Huntress.
Okay, Samantha Malone, Charlotte Tang, Catherine L. Letourneau, also pledged $2.69.
Nice.
Susan Held, Aaron Madigan, Jordan Wynn, Stephanie Coons, Laura Felder, Jessica Keltz, Jonathan Jong, Catherine Reed, Cal Douglas, Nicole Beyer, Elizabeth Richter, Nikolai Fullman, Ranny Schloss, Cassidy Saunders. How am I doing?
You're so good at this.
Courtney K. Courtney with a C, though.
Courtney with a C, okay.
John Ryan, Clover.
I was just about to ask if there are any Courtneys with a K, and then I was like, duh.
Yeah, the Courtney.
With a K.
Mary Beth Hutchinson, pledged $2.69.
Nice.
Martha Lene Pocalis. Tori Sandifer. Maureen Lehman, Pledge 269.
Nice.
Vanessa Norris. Maria Nadal Dargallo. Alice. That's cool. Alice.
Yeah, you stop. Let's stop at Alice.
Okay.
And then I'll roll the next round into the next episode.
Okay. We just love reading names.
This I love
an episode of us reading
just,
names.
Yeah, just names.
I love it.
Welcome to Name Reading, the podcast.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, thanks to all of you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for supporting my show. I really appreciate it. All righty. You guys have heard the origin story of Kevin.
Oh, I love him.
We love Kevin. We have to say this.
I love Kevin.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He means well.
Yes. He's puppy-like.
He can't help that he was raised...
He smells like crap.
In a lax bro frat house.
He's a kappa. No, or phi pi. Whatever. I don't know. I didn't do Greek life. I have a feeling in high school he wouldn't have liked me. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about Kevin. That he would have, like, bullied me for being into theater. So I feel like I love my cat because I'm trying to get, like, I want to impress him all the time.
You're, like, exercising high school demons.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
I'm like, oh my God, Kevin.
The cool boy likes me.
When he, like, snuggles up to me, I'm like, oh my God, achievement.
I really, like, feel that so deeply.
Right? It's just, it's hard because it's like, can we give you a picture of him to, like, put on the...
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to. Cause it's hard to describe him. Like, when you look at him, you're like, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, the Lex Bro thing.
He's got a real big, dumb face.
He's got a big, dumb face, and he's always tripping over himself. Oh, he's so cute.
And he's a ginger,
yes.
Which also kind of makes it perfect.
Yeah. He's got this, like, orange
And his name
little...
is Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it was Russell, and the guy we adopted him from is always like, how's Russell? And I'm like, who? And then I realized, it's talking about Kevin.
excuse me. Okay, so we need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so Kevin has actually a series of odor issues.
Yeah, it's not just one.
It's not just one. Befitting our lax bro cat. You guys want to talk about his shits?
Yeah, I mean,
I think we
got to
start with that.
To, but I think we have to.
I think we got
to
talk about that. Because
so,
here's the thing. I'm going to say this also. With cats, usually, the questions that I'm getting and that most people are kind of lamenting over is the pee, cat pee, the cat pee thing, right? And we are going to talk about the cat pee thing in the second segment, you guys.
Amazing.
Because there's a story about Kevin and the cat pee.
Yeah, there sure is.
And we got a question on Twitter today, too, so we want to talk about that. But I feel like... the odor issue with cat is really usually around urine, and even when it's about the litter box, it's not really a like cat shit problem. It's like it's really the pee smell that's coming out of the litter box.
Yeah,
Kevin might actually be the first cat. Congratulations to Kevin!
I'm raising my arms.
Yeah,
victoriously. It was a shock.
Yeah,
it was a shock. So you know,
Well, I think there might be like. Because we don't use a normal litter box. We have, like, a fancy litter box.
Okay.
It's the Tidy Cat's Breeze.
Okay.
Which is, like, a pellet system.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're really bougie.
Yeah, it was, like, $34 on Amazon.
But it's not, there's no dust. It's not, like, dusty
litter. It's, like, large pellets.
Okay.
And then there's, like, a drawer underneath.
Okay.
And there's pads. And then, like, a grid above it.
And the pellets
so the
dehydrate.
Goes through to the pads.
The pellets dehydrate the...
The turds.
Well, everything, really. Yes. But tiny turds. So cat takes tiny rabbit shits that are scentless.
Yeah.
And even
like
though,
a lady.
Like a lady. And even though the litter box constantly looks like bullet ridden. Like it's just like lots of little like
droplings. Because they're the same size as the
pellets. It's really insane.
Okay.
The first time Kevin took a shit was one of the I will never forget it. I know what I was wearing. I know what I was. It was awful. And because so when you introduce cats, you have to keep them separate.
Yeah.
So we had a separate litter box,
like a temporary litter box
in our den, like in our office. And then Cat was out roaming the rest of the house. And you know, Kevin, dumb face Kevin, just sits in the litter box and he's like, "Oh, taking a shit." We're like, "Oh, Kevin's taking a shit." It's a small room. Like, 20-year-old Lex Bro, like, eats Taco Bell all day. I imagine the smell is not too far off. Like, it's aggressive. Would you say we could smell it from that one end of the house to the other?
Yeah,
we know.
Pretty wild.
If the wind hits a certain way, you can smell. I mean, it is so, they're huge. I mean, compared to cats, rabbit shits, and cats, like, 8 years old. And Kevin is a baby. and just these massive poops, and also doesn't use the litter box the way a normal cat would. Like,
no,
he doesn't,
he's terrible at burying.
He doesn't bury, yeah. So it's just shit. Just there. And they're so, I mean, this is so gross, and I'm so sorry, everybody. And like,
you want me to do it?
Well, are we going to say the same thing? Are you about to say the same thing?
I don't know. I was gonna describe the turds.
Yeah,
they're like. They're large, wet logs.
I'm literally rubbing my head. Like, it's awful. It's disgusting.
Caroline is so distressed.
It is so awful. I mean, how could something that I biologically gave birth to produce this? Kevin,
the stain
on my legacy, literally and figuratively.
Of every Laxbro mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly understand. I understand. Related. So, okay, go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're really big. Like, he's I mean, he's like a medium-sized cat, but he's a lot bigger than she is.
Yeah.
He's like 12 pounds, something like that.
He's a pretty big.
It's like pretty,
for like an 11-month-old cat. Yeah. Yeah, he's massive.
The turds are like disproportionately.
It is insane.
Large log. Damp logs.
Damp log.
Yeah.
Which is unusual for cats, yeah. I feel like.
Because their body like takes in all the moisture they get because they're like desert animals.
Yeah.
So usually they're
self-dehydrating. Yeah.
That's why cat piss smells so bad.
That's why we know.
Like, taking all the water out of it.
Right, it's like pure
ammonia.
That's
why we know this is a hocus-pocus situation, and Kevin is just actually like a literal live 20-year-old Laxbro.
Yeah.
Cursed by a witch and now lives in my house. And the tell is that his shits are so human-like. Like, it only, and like, we've changed his diet like 6,000 times, and we've like Googled it, and everyone's like, you are literally the only person in the world who has... We picked the one cat in Brooklyn who's taking like dad-sized dumps. And then also
I have never wanted anything to be true so much as I want Kevin to actually be.
I think I'm
a frat boy who was cursed by a witch.
I think I'm gonna
turn into Kevin the cat. Set to live with Caroline and Dan.
This is an Oxygen. No, this is like an ABC Family free form movie that I'm willing to write. So if you're a producer, please call me. I would say also that our litter box system is great, and I have cats it for other cats, and I've been around other cats that use the like regular dusty. What do you call it?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like sand,
litters. Clay.
Yeah,
clay. It just gets everywhere, and yes. I feel like it doesn't deodorize as well as it should, and like the urine thing is a real problem, and it clumps and the whole thing.
Yeah,
and like our system is great for her and for his like pee. But those pellets cannot handle his shits.
Right.
So they do not dehydrate. So what we're stuck with doing is every time he takes a shit, one of us immediately has to, like, get a huge wad of toilet paper, it up, and flush it. You don't barehand it.
Well, you know, with some
you're disgusting. Paper. That's gross, Dan. Yeah. Don't even joke. So imagine that's...
I mean, that's what dog owners have to do. I mean, it's not...
With your own hand? No, they put a bag.
Right, but the toilet paper is the equivalent of a bag.
No, but he's saying barehanded, like,
no,
like
I know.
Skin.
Yeah.
Skin to shit.
No, I'm not... Yeah, not a direct contact.
That's just...
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, the issue is that the pellets dehydrate, and they actually do a good job. Like, if you leave Kevin's turds overnight, then they will dehydrate.
But you wouldn't want to because the smell is so massively aggressive.
Exactly.
So then we flush it in the toilet. Then we get in trouble because those dehydrating pellets clunk.
Yeah.
And it's happened like 3 times.
Yeah, we call the super. We're like, yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah,
he's like,
I'm pretty sure you know why.
And we had to buy a lot of incense. So the smell of Nag Champa now reminds us of our cat.
So that's okay.
We have to stick with the same scent forever.
Right.
Because we don't want to ruin any other scent.
Right. Yeah. Ruin other incense for ourselves.
Okay. So first of all, let me describe the science behind the litter.
Please.
Because I actually, when you started describing the system, I was like, oh, I know exactly what this is doing.
Yeah.
So basically, those pellets are desiccants. And there's a product for human use called Damprid that does the same thing. It's this you buy
for like, human shits?
Not for human shits, just for I'll tell you what desiccants do. You'll understand.
I'm
mapping the technology as like humans use it versus how it's being used for the litter.
Okay.
So that's how my weird little science brain
is
working. So Damprid, you buy it at, you know, like hardware stores, home improvement stores. It's a desiccant. It's like little white pellets.
Yeah.
And it comes in a container that has like almost like a colander inserted in it. And you open the bag of pellets and you pour them into the colander and you just set it out in a room. And it absorbs moisture, ambient moisture from the air. And as it's absorbing the moisture from the air, The pellets dissolve, and the water that's being pulled out of the air is deposited in the container below the colander of pellets. Mm-hmm. And eventually the pellets will all dissolve because they've absorbed all of the moisture they can out of the air. And all you're left with is water in this container, and you pour it down the toilet and you flush it. And that is a way that humans use desiccants to remove moisture from air. And the reason that you want to do that is if you've got if you live in a particularly humid climate, and so your house is always a little like maybe mildewy smelling or damp feeling. It's also really, they're really, really helpful to use in closets that might not get air circulation, that are in humid areas, because you're like the bottoms of your shoes can start to grow mold. I actually had this happen when I lived in Boston. I lived in a basement apartment on the waterfront in Boston. It was very damp. And one day I picked up a pair of shoes that I didn't wear very often, and there was fuzz on the bottom because it was damp in the closet. So I just got some Damprit, and that takes care of the problem. Damprit is also great to use in places like basements. It's great to use in garages where things get damp and you're storing stuff, attics, all of those kinds of places. So we talk about Damprit a lot on this show because it's sort of it's not an odor eliminator, but I oftentimes recommend it for people who are facing odor issues in the home to go alongside odor eliminators, because pulling moisture out of the air will help to control moisture or control odors as well. So that's what Damprit is. So basically what this litter system is that you guys have got going on is essentially a Damprit kind
of thing. It's
got,
it doesn't
dissolve, you've got the grate over it. You've got the pellets underneath, and then there's the pads that are absorbing the liquid.
Right. And the pads have some kind of like deodorizing.
Right.
Febreze-y kind
exactly.
of stuff in them.
Yeah. So they're basically like the wee pads that dog owners
put out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're going under there to catch
yes.
the litter. So all of that is good and well, and I want to explain that for people, because I know a lot of people kind of don't love their litter box, and they might be hearing about this being like, oh, maybe I should switch to that. So now at least you know that this thing exists, that Dan and Caroline really like it for normal cats.
If your cat isn't Kevin, it's going to work amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good system.
It's so good.
It's a little expensive. Because you have to replace the pads pretty often,
yes.
and the ones that they sell are like specifically cut for the tray underneath.
Yeah,
so like you could probably theoretically just buy like bulk doggy pads,
right,
and cut them yourself.
But I would say that the biggest review we've gotten is we can't even tell you have cats.
Yes,
in this house.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Urine smells like there's no smell.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So this is very helpful to know about.
Unless Kevin shits, then they know.
But we have an extraordinary cat situation here going with Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. by that kitty litter thing.
So unfortunately, like, I can't really help you with the fact that Kevin
nobody can help.
There's no help. Like, you've changed his diet. Daddy. I mean, you know, you could go out like so. One of the things that Corey like really evangelizes about with like cat maintenance is the importance of diet to controlling things like hairballs and such like. And I mean, you could go to Corey and be like, Dad, what should we be feeding Kevin?
Corey feeds his cats
like
people food.
I went
over to his house once, and it was like it was like a can of paella.
It's a can. I literally disparaged him on the show last time I was here for this. It's a can of wet food, and then you crumble the like salmon things on top. And Corey kept being like, "Oh, they really like it when you XYZ." I'm like, "They don't like it. They're cats. They like what you give them."
I mean, the other idea
but his
is
cats
that
seemed well fed and controlled.
You could send Kevin to Corey for a month
boot camp.
Oh, boy.
Boot camp.
He would probably love it.
He probably would love it. And Corey would probably love it. Did you mean Kevin or Corey?
Both?
Yeah.
But I meant Kevin.
Yeah. I feel like Corey would really love it. So there's a solution.
Okay. Amazing.
Sure. Yeah.
He'll love
summer
it.
Summer camp.
Yeah. Yeah. Corey camp. I want to go to Corey camp.
Honestly.
Let's all go to Corey camp. What I can, however, help with is I can give you some ideas that are not incense for helping to deal with odors in actually a better way. And so like a thing I bang on about on the show all the time is that there are two approaches to odors in the home, or I mean anywhere really. But usually here we're talking about the home or the car. One is odor maskers.
Drown it out.
drown it out.
Which never work.
So that's things like lighting a match in the bathroom after you poop, lighting a stick of incense, like those kind of spraying Febreze, right. Like all of that stuff. That's odor maskers. And then there are odor eliminators. And really what you guys need in your life is an odor eliminator. Because what happens with odor maskers is they just lay on top of the original.
Yeah, I don't want like an apple orchard smelling shit. And you know Kevin's scent can overpower any Febreze you got.
Exactly.
The incense is a good match for Kevin, but I'd love it to be a neutral.
Right, but then also your home smells like Nag Champa, and like not everybody wants that. And then also, I mean, you already have addressed this, but like then Nag Champa starts smelling to you like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yes, 100%.
It's just like medicinal at this point. Exactly. Like, we get no pleasure out of it.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, if I come home from work and I smell a Nag Champa, it's not because anything fun is happening.
Right,
it's like Kevin took a massive dump. Sometimes we light like 3 sticks at once. I mean, it is true. Like, everyone is invited to our house. We're not overreacting. Is there, but you know what? I've put baking powder.
Done.
Okay.
Not gonna. Not even.
That's for like a gross chili.
Yeah. No, like okay, no, it's amazing. Not gonna work for gross chili. It's definitely not gonna work for Kevin's shits. So there are a couple of ways that you can go with odor eliminators. And one thing you have to be careful about when choosing an odor eliminator when you have pets in the home is that you have to make sure that either it's safe for the pet if the pet gets into it and licks it or whatever, or that you're placing it in a way that the pet can't get to it. So with dogs, it's easier. Cats can get everywhere. Climb, I mean, they fly,
right.
You know. So with cats, it's a little bit trickier. We actually, I think, have one of the, we have one of the odor eliminators that I frequently recommend in the studio right now.
Oh.
Because, ironically, we're having some odor issues in the ACAST offices.
Interesting. What's going on?
We think there's some water behind the wall. So, fortunately for the ACAST, unfortunately for the ACAST people, there's been a smell issue. Fortunately
you
for them,
here.
They host my show.
Right.
And so they finally were like, Jolie, what are we going to do?
It's a whole
about
episode.
This. So I recommended that they get something called the Bad Air Sponge. And so I'm going to hand it over to Caroline and you can check it out.
So
it's
what is
in
this
here.
Made of?
So it's basically an odor-absorbing, sort of a gel-like hybrid of like a spongy jelly thing. This would actually be a good option for you guys because it does have a cover on it. So
yeah, it's fully enclosed.
It's fully enclosed. It's got sort of a grated cover on it. So even if Kevin knocked it over or tried to lick it, his tongue couldn't get down onto the actual substance.
Have you read that?
What does it say on the back?
On the back, so, you know, it says kind of what the product does, that it absorbs surface odors. It captures airborne odors. It draws out odors from curtains, walls, furniture, carpets. Amazing. And then the last bullet point is proud to be the only air quality product chosen to help after the initial 1993 Twin Tower incident.
High praise.
The Twin Tower incident.
But because the initial 1993.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that is crazy
wild.
Thing to put on your...
Sorry, that's just like...
Sorry that I
that
went
totally
dark
caught
with
me off guard. No. I'm like, I was just not expecting that.
Just,
but then also calling it the incident, really.
Yeah. It's just really strange because
that's wild.
I mean, I know you guys can't see this, but it is like such a kitschy kind of like product. And like the front sort of looks like a Simpsons episode with like Alice in Wonderland.
That's
and she's like kind of cleaning. And then there's like a Simpson-y
like a
person
Jetson
with hairy
kind of
legs
thing.
On the couch. And he looks like he smells. Then on the back, there's a Twin Tower reference. I mean, this is this says everything.
It's just very strange.
This looks, but I'm trying.
Got that,
I'm
that
trying
account.
To smell it, Jolie, and it doesn't smell like anything.
No, it doesn't. It has like a little bit of a smell.
I'm
to
handing
it,
it
not,
to Dan. Oh,
not anything like. Oh yeah, and you can like actually pop the top off and like smell it more. But so those are really really good. And I
where
so I recommend
it?
Them. I recommend them all the time because they do work really well. They're unobtrusive. You can kind of stick them like behind a piece of furniture.
Yeah. Can you stick it behind the toilet?
Behind the toilet. And also because, like, I actually do really like kind of the kitschy. I like the name and I like the way the label
packaging.
Looks. I think
it's cute.
I especially like when I was, you know, when I was particularly writing for male audiences, I would really recommend it a lot because I felt like it would appeal to the, like, the Kevins of the world. You know what I mean? Because it's not pink.
It's totally his brother.
It's not pink. It's not floral.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's also not
bro-y.
Very chemically.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like something your mom would buy.
Exactly.
Is it expensive?
It's not expensive. So you asked where you can get it. Obviously, you can buy them on Amazon. I think that they're about like, I want to say about $10. something easy. Like that, 10, 12 bucks.
We're going to buy 6,000 of them.
But also, just so you know, they sell them at most hardware stores, most home improvement stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, those kinds of places. And I see them a lot of times at grocery stores. It's one of those things that once you see them in the wild, you start seeing them everywhere.
Sure. Okay.
It's like the rug doctor rentals at grocery stores. Like once you see it once.
You told me about that and now I see it all the time.
Exactly. It's the weirdest thing.
You just rent Abyssal.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of what I did to Maris Kreisman with the dry shampoo. Like this is one of those good things that once I tell you, you start seeing it and it's a good thing. Unlike the dry shampoo, which once I tell you about it, you start seeing it and it's a bad thing.
Oh, no.
Our lives are covered in a fine patina of dry shampoo. And now that I've said it, you're going to start seeing it everywhere.
Like
Is this an anti-dry shampoo?
No, I love dry shampoo.
Oh, okay.
I love dry shampoo. I made up like 60% dry shampoo, 40% Chardonnay.
Is that your housewife's tag?
It totally is. It totally is. So anyway,
that's so good. Okay, I'm
okay.
Totally
so batter sponge is one really good one. The other one to look for that's a really really great odor absorber and eliminator. Again, also odorless is anything activated charcoal. And activated charcoal, just so you guys know, goes by a couple other names. I don't know why. I'm not on the committee to name these things. But active charcoal, active carbon, and activated carbon are four names for
insane.
The exact same thing. No idea why.
Amazing.
Don't know why.
Okay.
Here's where you can get it. You can get it on Amazon. They come in all kinds of forms. You can get it in brick forms. You can get it in pellet forms. You can get it all different little formats.
Okay.
But also, you can buy it... for cheap in bulk at pet supply stores in the aquarium section because it's used in fish tanks. So that is a very, very great and odor-free odor eliminator. One other thing to mention just for when the big shits occur, there's also a spray odor eliminator called Ozium that is excellent. It's the thing I learned about
it. I have it in my car.
Yes. So I learned about it originally from cruising stoner forums.
Sure.
Looking
as
for
one does.
Well, I mean, for this job, yes. Like literally, I'm in all kinds of weird fucking places on the internet for this job, and it really is for the job. I mean, I am a stoner, but like this really happened to be actually for the job. I was looking for like various ideas for getting weed smell out of house, like things maybe that I wouldn't have thought of,
like going beyond the toilet paper roll with the dryer sheets.
Exactly. Like my old like high school standard. Yeah. I used to crank butts out of we used to use a paper towel roll holder. We would save the boxes from Domino's Pizza Box. Talk about a lax bro over here. We would save the tops of boxes from Domino's Pizza. We would shove them in the window to like create a barrier. And then we would do rubber band the dryer sheets on the end of the roll.
Yeah.
The paper towel roll.
You guys are so strange. Why wouldn't you just smoke and...
And we would crank... Well, I went to boarding school.
Yeah,
okay. We would crank butts in our room, like, out the window. Yeah. I'm so sure it was masking the smell of the cigarettes. I'm so sure.
No, we were just smoking. Everything would just smell gross.
So Ozium would be a good thing to keep around.
Now, that
for, like,
has a smell, though.
It does have a smell, but it dissipates fast, in my experience.
You hate it.
That's the
stuff that I spray in the car, and you get in the car and you're like,
it's very chemical-y.
It's of like an orange chemical.
Yeah,
it's like not great.
It's super pungent. I find that
it dissipates very fast.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I love it because it smells like a new car kind of thing. I think we have like a new car, whatever. But I bought it on Amazon.
A little bit.
Okay. I think I love it. But how long can you use one of these odor sponges before it like gives up?
That's actually a great question. I don't know. Let's kick to break and let's look at the instructions. That good for you for stumping me. That was a really great one. We're going to kick to a quick break. Caroline, Dan, and I are going to be back. We're going to answer the question about the batter sponge, and then we're going to talk about cat pee. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Julie Kerr. I'm joined by Caroline Moss and Dan Nozowitz.
Hi.
We've been talking about cats. Poor Kevin. Did we get Kevin's permission to do this?
No. We're slandering him.
We're bad parents. Okay, so we want to talk about cat pee. Dan has a request for cat hair. Caroline, while I'm reading the next question, I'm going to have you look at the directions on the batter sponge and see if there is a timing. How long you can use it for. I want to say maybe 4 to 6 weeks.
Sounds completely good.
Making that up. But we're going to have Caroline find that out.
So here, 45 days. Month and a half.
Oh, you were right on.
Damn. I'm so good.
And also, it
so
says,
the only thing is when you set one out, you got to set a little calendar reminder for yourself 45 right. days in advance.
That's
so
a really smart
time
thing.
To replace.
I will also say that I don't know how many ounces this is, but it says, it's 14 ounces. But it says product coverage is approximately 14 ounces per 400 square feet, which is pretty good in New York.
That is pretty good.
That's all apartment.
Yeah.
This would cover like most of our apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely all of Kevin's zones.
Yeah.
Big fat fuck.
Okay. So we got a Twitter question. Actually, Dan, here, I'm going to have you read the Twitter question.
This is from Samira2. I'm not positive about the pronunciation, but... Seems okay.
Yeah. I think you got it right.
Question is, how can I best clean up cat pee from inside a non-removable dresser drawer? And really, dealing with cat pee in any scenario, carpet, a stuffed recliner, beanbag chair, etc. One of our cats really doesn't like our kids.
Like a separate problem. I love that. That made me laugh so hard.
You just get rid of the kids.
Yeah, get rid of the kids. Easy. Okay, so I definitely have an answer to this, but before I tell you guys the answer to it, I have to have Caroline tell the story about the honeymoon suitcase.
Well, it was actually the wedding day suitcase.
The wedding day suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
Dan and I got married about, I guess, almost 2.5 months ago.
This is my husband, Dan.
This is my husband, Dan.
I'm married to my husband, Dan,
2.5 months. And...
That, you guys, that's a deep cut.
That is a deep cut.
Deep cut Real Housewives of New Jersey.
So you need to have like a chip chat, a Tinder talk, and then like a Housewives hustle. We got to do something.
Let's do a Housewives hustle.
I think we should.
I'm all in on it.
So it's our wedding day, and we got married in Brooklyn, and we also live in Brooklyn, and we got to treat ourselves as a nice hotel room in downtown in Dumbo, really. And we get there, and I open the suitcase that has all of my, not my wedding dress, not
thank
anything.
God.
No, thank, I mean, really thank God. Yeah. Not my wedding dress. And it was just like, you know, pajamas and sweats and like, you know, my bathrobe.
Yeah,
like
you're like auxiliary.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah.
And it was also in a way suitcase that my very good friend Gabby had lent to me.
Yeah, I think that's important that it wasn't.
It was
our
not
suitcase.
My suitcase, which kind of made this a little bit even more urgent. I opened the suitcase. And I'm going to throw you under the bus here, but Dan, but I open the suitcase and I'm like, huh, like, smells like weird. Like it smells like I know this smell. Like I know this smell. And like, I'm telling you, our litter system is so good that we do not smell cat pee ever. Like,
no, I've been to your home. It does not smell like cat
pee.
No,
like, but like, I just don't recognize the smell
yeah.
that often. I didn't have cats growing up. And
right.
This cat is, I mean, our cats are mostly pee scentless. I only know that the shit. And I'm like, this smells weird. And Dan's like, it's fine. And I'm like,
did I say it's
yes,
fine?
Yes, you were literally like, it's fine. Meanwhile, Dan's trying to like get Chromecast on the TV in the hotel room. He can't be bothered.
Oh, is that also a podcast? That
and,
we
and I Chromecast, was just like, the podcast.
No, I'm pretty sure. Like, there was a designated spot in the suitcase, the one that does not belong to me. That 100% smelled like cat pee, and I was like, oh my God, this is disgusting. This is on Thursday. My wedding's on Saturday. We're going to Florida on Monday just to kind of take a break after the wedding. I refuse to use the term mini moon, sorry.
Yeah, and, thank you. I appreciate thank you for not sullying my show with the term mini moon.
We were just going to get in the pool, and I'm like, you know, if it were my own suitcase, I would have been like, I'll just like fucking deal with this later. But like, yeah. This isn't a nice away. Like, this cost my friend like $300.
Yeah.
It was nice enough to give it to me to bring to Vegas a month earlier, and then I still had it, so I was still using it. And my cat, 1,000% Kevin, by the way, peed in it. And
of course it was
Kevin. Of course.
Kevin.
And I actually don't think, I think Thursday I didn't realize it. I think it was Friday that I realized it. So
it was Friday.
It was Friday.
You texted me on Friday.
Yeah, and it was
also
it was,
like a slightly different, it wasn't just like a straight ammonia cat smell kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
It was
special.
With something else. It wasn't your classic.
Only our special children produce these odors. So I'm like, you know, as one does an hour before their rehearsal dinner, I'm calling Julian. I'm like, what do I do? Like, here's the problem. You know, we're leaving. Our wedding is tomorrow. We're leaving for Miami on Monday. And she was like, she just gave me a list of all the things that I had to buy from the Kia Foods, and I like texted my cousin, and I was like, can I give you a job? And then I like took it back immediately. I was like, you know what? I can't make anybody do this. This is my job. So
I have to say, I'm going to tell you guys what I told Caroline to do. I actually I had a little bit of a brain fart because I told you to do one thing first when actually there's a solution.
Oh, well, this is
like
a
capital
long...
A, capital S, a
I
solution.
Talked to Jolie more than I talked to anybody else on my mini moon, including my new husband, because I was constantly on the phone with her.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry, well, no, Tia. So you
had like more time to Chromecast.
Yeah,
you
fine.
Had told me to buy, and I will say that I went to the Kia Foods the morning of my wedding.
Yes.
In my leggings and my t-shirt, the morning of my wedding, which
so this
is not
was the
until
thing
later.
I told you not to do.
No, this is the thing you told me.
I told you not to clean it on the day of your
oh,
wedding.
Oh, no, but I had to.
And she disobeyed me.
I had
me.
To stay humble.
Disobeyed me.
There's no chance. And
on it, because you know what? No, you know what? It made the day so much more memorable because I was walking around the Kia Foods.
happiest day of my life.
And you know, there's a special brand of people who are at the Kia Foods as the door opens at 7 a.m.
Yes.
So I'm walking around just kind of shouting above, like, I'm not stressed at all. I'm just like, it's my wedding day. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a beautiful day, Dan. I loved it. You were still sleeping. It was 7 a.m. because I had been awake since 5. And I was like, I'm going to go to the Kia Foods. And you had told me to buy kitty litter.
Yep.
And you had told me to buy
Dr. Bronner's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which, you know, talk about a scent that reminds me of cat pee.
Dr. Bronner's?
Oh, I thought you were going to say
Well, now.
Oh, because.
Because I used.
Because you used
I was
it.
Always,
yeah.
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 So I went back to the hotel with all of this stuff. And you know, everything was out of my suitcase at that point, and I basically just scrubbed the suitcase with the Dr. Bronner's.
Yeah.
And then you told me to pour the kitty litter in.
Yeah.
And that's what I did, and then we just let it sit there for a few days.
Yeah.
And it still smelled.
Yeah. So, okay. So I stand by that, but what I should have told you to do was what I ended up telling you to do once you got to Miami.
So the first day of the honeymoon,
I
called her from the Publix.
Yes, you called me from Publix. I love a Publix also, so I was like thrilled by that. Like, yeah, love a Publix. So I wonder if it's because we didn't have them growing up, because Caroline grew up in Connecticut, I grew up in Boston. We don't have Publix, so it's kind of like, it's a thrill.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Like grocery stores are, Dan.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if you already have Dr. Bronner's in the house, which a lot of people do, right? Dr. Bronner's is an amazing odor eliminator, and it's the thing I prescribe for I'll always get questions about people who have like put a fish oil vitamin capsule through the laundry because it was in a pants pocket and they forgot about it, or like I get questions like I spilled the oil from tinned fish on like a pair of pants and I can't get the smell out, and Dr. Bronner's is the thing that takes the smell out of all those things. So a lot of times with cat pee, I'm like, oh, well, if it's a really, really strong odor, go for the Dr. Bronner's because we know it's an amazing odor eliminator.
And you can use it as like toothpaste later.
You can use it as toothpaste later. Yes, indeed.
Wait,
which of course
really?
Is what you want. Yes. Which
it's,
of course
like
is what you want to do after you've used it to clean cat pee, because that won't make you gag at all.
It's like a million and one like shampoo,
yeah.
Soap. Toothpaste.
I understand. I put some in our laundry because we still have it. And I was like, I can't do this. It smells like cat pee to me.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Because you get that associated memory.
Yeah.
thing going on. But I actually use it a lot for laundry with my gym clothes because it gets odor out of gym. Like, it's just, it's really, it's a, I love Dr. Bronner's. I'm a yeah. Dr. Bronner stan.
Thank you to the doctor. But you told me to get BioClean.
The other thing, right. So the other thing that works really well as an odor absorber and eliminator is regular kitty litter because it has activated charcoal in it. It has that stuff in it. But the problem is also it is
like
dusty
litter.
And then it's got a scent to it. Yeah. So, you know, it was like I just had a brain fart. And what I should have told you the very first thing, but that I did finally like have my eureka moment by the time you got to Miami. And by the time she got to Miami, the suitcase was smelling better, but she still could smell a little bit of it, which I suspect was a little bit more psychosomatic than anything else.
No, I promise you. You could smell it.
It was towards the end, I think, a little. Like, I mean, a lot of my honeymoon was spent with Caroline thrusting a suitcase in front of my face.
It was a mini moon. So, fuck you. What was great was we got there, and what we didn't have in Brooklyn that we did have in Florida was this outdoor space, and the sun,
yes.
Like you told me, is a natural deodorizer.
The sun is
great natural. So I really just laid it out.
Yep. Exactly. The sun is great. And just fresh air. I mean, it sounds facile, but it does work. So the thing I told her to get was BioClean Backout. I'm going to spell it for you guys because it's got kind of a funny spelling if you want to Amazon it. I want to make sure you get the right thing. It's BioClean, BioKLEEN is the brand name.
Way off.
And Backout is BACOUT. So BioClean Backout is the thing for cat urine elimination. And part of the reason that it's the thing is that it works on virtually all surfaces. So whether you've gotten cat pee on a hard surface like tile with grout or on fabric like carpet, like the couch, like the interior of a suitcase, whatever it is, it works equally well on all surfaces, which is not true of other cat pee odor eliminators. And I know this because someone who does product testing was working on a cat pee odor eliminating testing thing.
Yeah.
And then moved on to a new job and never finished the article, but she had finished the testing. And so she emailed the testing results to me to share with the world. And so I have permission to like...
You have an exclusive on this data.
That's
I really
amazing.
Do. I really do.
And Backout was the thing.
And BioClean Backout was the thing.
And
so
somehow
that was,
when I called you on my wedding day.
And I mean, I'm so, you know, but the thing is, like, to be honest, I don't know if you would have found it at the Key Food.
No, I don't think.
They sell it. I will tell you where they sell it. So obviously, you know, Amazon, home improvement stores, hardware stores, all those places, Whole Foods.
I believe it.
Whole Foods sells it.
And the Backout was great.
But I don't think that Key Food sells it. I don't think I've ever seen it at my Key Food.
I feel like I didn't miss it.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing to be on the phone with you in Publix in Miami.
Yeah.
just in general. And then in the cleaning aisle for you to be like, oh, can you find the Backout? And, you know, you're in this massive grocery store that is not for New York City people. Just like every item imaginable. You're like looking at this like floor to ceiling wall of cleaning supplies and then just see the thing that you're supposed to get. I mean, it was like finding gold.
Yeah, exactly.
And I used it liberally. I mean, we couldn't take it home with us, right?
Right, because it was liquid.
Right.
Yeah.
So I used about 3/4 of the
bottle. Yeah, yeah. Just like
every day, multiple times a day, I would spray. It became my favorite part of the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, it was such a romantic story.
Oh, it was
I'm so happy
romantic.
That I was able to contribute to the joy of your nuptials.
Do you want me to tell you the thing that I did at the end, though? And I can preface it with I know.
Yes.
Okay. Because I used.
And then we have to start wrapping up because we are going long. But yes.
I
We'll bring you back to talk about hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dan.
That's all right.
Actually, we can talk about hair in the bonus episode.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, hair in the bonus
episode.
Let's do that.
So subscribe.
Yes.
I use vinegar. And
yes.
And I use vinegar. And here's the thing about vinegar. Jolie has told me before. Cats, it like almost exacerbates their own scent.
Yeah.
She's nodding knowingly. And
it's like a resigned
sign. It almost
sign.
Helps like, them like track their scent a little bit better. But I promised to myself that there would never be another time where I would take my eyes off the suitcase and just like leave it open in the middle of my house or in the middle of my room. So like if it's a space that you can just close up, vinegar is actually perfect and it took out the odor almost immediately.
So the thing is with that actually is that it's fine because the cats weren't around. The problem is that cats have just much, much more sensitive olfactory systems than do we. And to them, the scent of vinegar can read as ammonia-like, and ammonia, as we already talked about, is what makes that scent of cat pee so particularly aggressive and awful. And so when you're using it fresh, the cat can smell it and think that that's actually the spot where he marked which is the spot he marked because you're cleaning it with it, but the vinegar can smell like the marking, and then they'll go back to it and back to it and back sure. to it. So that's why I don't recommend it. But in this case, because you guys were away from the cats, by the time you got back, the vinegar odor would have dissipated, taken the offending right. odors right. along with it, and then the cats won't smell to them like where they've marked it. So that was completely fine.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hair on the bonus episode. Let's wrap cool. this baby up. Thank you guys. This was really, really fun.
Kevin, if you're listening, Kevin, my boy.
Kevin, we love you.
We had a lot of solutions.
yeah.
Kevin, we're going to make your poop smell fine. Yeah, or at least we not
well,
at
we're
all.
Not, we're not going to make your poop smell. That's Corey's job. Corey's going to make your poop smell fine.
He's going to Steve Wilco our cat.
Yeah.
Like, I want to send him to like prison for cats. He's gonna learn how good he has it, and he'll never shit at Taco Bell shit at us again. Amazing.
It'll be amazing.
No, thank you for having us. This is so enlightening.
Yeah,
and
this
like,
was great.
I'm really, so excited to buy this thing.
Really, really fun. So you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. If you like what you heard today and you want to hear us talk about cat hair, which I'm sure you do, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. You guys, please grab a friend's phone this weekend. Hit subscribe. Make them listen to Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
Do it.
It'll be good for them.
It'll be good,
good
for,
you. For
you.
It'll be good for me. It'll be probably
win,
be good
win,
for
win.
Kevin. I don't know how, but we're going to figure it out.
The more people that know Kevin's story, the more acceptance we can bring to this
yes,
world.
If you love a cat owner, force subscribe them to Ask a Clean Person the podcast. And of course, thank you to you guys, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.